The total size of the economy has now surpassed its pre-pandemic level. But the good news isn't stopping some workers from demanding their money back. This week, the United Mine Workers of America brought their protests over sharp wage cuts to New York. More than 700 people bussed in from Alabama, Ohio, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. They gathered outside of investment company BlackRock on Manhattan's East Side. Clark Adamitis has the story.
Workers chant outside BlackRock offices in support of the UMWA strike. 1,100 miners from the United Mine Workers of America have been on strike for almost 5 months against Warrior Met Coal, the largest coal production company in Alabama. It produced over 6 million tons of coal in 2019. It's a company that produces coal to make steel, and BlackRock is its largest shareholder. Back in 2016, Warrior Met was bankrupt. That's when Alabama miners in Tuscaloosa County were given a pay cut and benefits were taken away. On April 1st of this year, the labor contract between the United Mine Workers and Warrior Met was set to expire. The union was seeking higher wages, better scheduling, and holiday time off, but the two groups could not agree on a contract.
So we're here to try and send a message to BlackRock that why don't you see if you can get your folks down in Alabama to reach a fair agreement and let these people go back to work.
Phil Smith is the Director of Communications and Government Affairs for the United Mine Workers.
Between 500 and 700 people here, maybe more. We've brought seven busloads of people from Alabama, from Pennsylvania, from West Virginia, from Ohio. We're going to be putting pressure on everybody who's affiliated with this company. The board of directors, the stockholders.
Smith says that companies that invest in Warrior Met should be held accountable, and Larry Spencer agrees. Spencer is vice president of the West Alabama Labor Council. He's demanding a new contract from Warrior Met.
We took a lot lesser contract than what we normally do to try to keep that company going, and now they don't want to pay the profits back that we earned that company. We rode up here on buses to tell you your investments need to be being put to use in these guys' salaries, in these guys' benefits, these guys that have earned you the profits that you're making from these coal mines. We are! We are!
This is the longest strike in the history of Alabama labor, according to Cecil Roberts, president of the United Mine Workers of America.
In the history of Alabama labor, I want these people right here to know something. There is no quit in the UMWA. We'll stay right there with you. We'll get you at the end, so you better make peace now. Not only have we rallied together, marched together, dodged trucks together, dodged scams together, we had the great honor of spending the night in the Tuscaloosa jail together.
Family life in coal mining towns has been turned upside down. Hayden Wright is president of a local United Mine Workers women's unit. She shared her story on WBAI's Building Bridges this week.
People have been crushed. We had a young man that was actually hit by a man bus, actually crashed into him. Now he's paralyzed. These are extremely dangerous working conditions. That's something that your family deals with every day as well. At home, you're picking up all the extra home duties. They can't. I mean, most of us as wives, we're the ones helping coach T-ball. We're the ones taking the kids to activities.
President Cecil Roberts is demanding that the miners who created the wealth get their fair share of it. WBAI reached out to BlackRock, who declined to comment. As the strike approaches 5 months next week, the miners hope that companies like BlackRock, who fund Warrior Met, will support their movement. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark. And in related news, Alabama now has the highest COVID positivity rate in the United States and one of the lowest rates of vaccination. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has repeatedly pleaded with Alabamians to get their shots. And you're listening to the news on WBAI New York. I'm Paul DiRienzo.